This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1248. Feeling sick? How to ask to leave work early in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 130 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Los Angeles and New York City, USA. And to take your learning deeper with real-time transcripts and vocabulary practice, download our app on your iOS device. Go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses. When you suddenly come down with something, what can you say to your colleagues and your boss to leave work without upsetting anyone? Find out in today's episode. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
Hey, Michelle, I'm doing well. How about you?
I am good, but you know what? I think I'm falling ill, so could we end a little early today?
Yeah. No, if you're not feeling well, we definitely shouldn't keep recording.
Okay. All right. No, just kidding, guys. I feel fine. Knock on wood. You know, I had this moment last week where I thought I was on the cusp. That's a good phrase for our vocab app tool.
Yeah, that is a good phrase. Yeah, now that you mentioned... Oh, go ahead, Michelle, tell us.
No,
you were on the
cusp.
Tell us what you mean by on the cusp first.
Okay, well, I mean that I was about to happen. Something was about to happen. It was right about to happen, or I was almost there. Right, Lindsay?
Yeah, exactly. Or I love that I use this phrase on the cusp a lot when I talk about generations. Like, I'm on the cusp of millennial generation, but I'm more Gen X. So like right on the cusp, kind of between the two generations, 1981. Very interesting phrase. The point is, guys, that's not our phrase for today, but that is one that
it's
Michelle...
not, but maybe we'll do it again later. I'm going to write that down for our vocab.
It's not, but we probably, Michelle, you'll probably include that inside the iOS app as a phrase that our listeners could tap on, know the definition, and then save it to your personal power list inside the iOS app. Right, Michelle?
That's right. That's awesome. So yeah, I was on the cusp of getting sick. Like, I was sneezing. I felt a real cold coming on. Mm-hmm. And luckily, I got a really good night's sleep. I made sure of it. I went to sleep super early. And then I kind of like avoided it. So that was exciting. That's always exciting when that happens.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that because yeah, sometimes you can see it coming. And sometimes I try to, when that happens, I'll take like emergency,
but yep, then
I'm skeptical about it. Cause I wonder like, is it really good for me? I don't know.
I have all those thoughts as well. But but here I said that I was falling ill.
Yeah.
How did that sound to you?
It sounded kind of old fashioned to me, to be honest. I mean, I understood what you meant, but it sounded like you might have said that in like the 1920s or something.
Yeah, definitely. So we're going to get into that in a minute. But today we have a question about sickness and how to talk about it in English. So Lindsay, could you read the question for us?
Okay. So dear girls, good day. Thank you for the podcast. It is amazing. I've been listening for a year on a regular basis and I don't want to stop. That's good.
Aww,
no reason to stop.
Thank you.
All right. But today I have a question. I'm from Russia, Moscow, and spring in Moscow is a time for diseases. Ooh.
How could I say to my colleagues or my boss that I'm not feeling well if I have the flu? And what is the difference between getting sick and falling ill, etc.? Looking forward to your answer and trying not to fall ill. Thank you in advance. And this is from Dariana from Moscow. Awesome.
All right. This is a great question and so useful for our listeners. So thank you, Dariana. We didn't mean to tease you about falling ill, but we did want to tell you that it is a little bit old-fashioned feeling. I don't know. Perhaps maybe in British English they use it. I don't know. That's what it also sounds like a possibility of. But I personally don't say fall ill. But guys, we have done a couple episodes about being sick and how to talk about it in English. So the first one you should listen to is 423, is stuffed up, coming down with something, how to talk about it in English. Yeah, that's a good one. And Lindsay, what's another one?
Yeah. And then we did episode 1098. Sorry, I'm choking there a little bit. All right. So we looked at how to show kindness when someone is sick in English. So Michelle, we've really covered this being sick thing a little bit, but I like to be going at this topic in another direction. You know what I mean?
Definitely. This is good. Oh, yeah. We got it. Yeah. Guys, these are really useful. And today we're going to focus, though, on, because she was talking about her colleagues, telling a coworker or boss that you're sick. And when you're sick at work, you might need to ask to leave early. So again, between fall ill and getting sick, I would say I'm getting sick if I feel a sickness is coming on.
Yeah.
So let's talk about it. So first we're going to talk about, talking to a coworker. I feel like it's a little bit more casual to talk to a coworker, like somebody who might be on your same level at work, because it's different. You're more in this situation where you're more telling them than asking them.
Right. And, if you're in a traditional corporation, you'd have to, I guess, ask for permission or something in some cases, or you may just take a sick day. It depends on your company. Yeah.
Right. But let's say you're you're at work. Already, you arrived and you're like, oh my God, something's wrong, right? Ooh. So what could you say?
Okay, you could say, hey, I'm not feeling so well. I think I'm going to head out early. Could you? And then fill in the blank, right? Depending on what you want people to do.
Right. So maybe you need to ask them something. Maybe you could say, keep me posted on the meeting. Could you let me see your notes from the meeting? Right. If you know that you're going to miss something. Right. So obviously, guys, we're throwing out kind of long phrases. But, the basic idea is, you explain that you're not feeling well and what you're going to do. And then if you need something to, be done. Right. So what's another thing you could say?
Michelle, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. You could say, I'm so frustrated with getting sick this season. I can feel my throat getting scratchy and I think I'm getting a fever. Can you cover for me this afternoon?
Yeah, I like that phrase. Can you cover for me?
Ding, ding, ding.
That's a good one, guys. Write that down. Really useful one. And then there's another one, right, Michelle? And would this next one also be to a colleague?
I was just writing down that phrase, so one second. Yes. This next one. Okay. Yes. Here we go. I hate to do this, but I gotta leave now. I can't stop sneezing. Can you send me what you work on today and I'll finish the rest at home?
Yes. Okay. I hate to do this, but that's also a lot of people will start that their phrases when they want to cancel also an appointment or rearrange, reschedule something. I hate to do this, but blah, blah, blah. Good one.
Right. Definitely. Okay. Awesome. So, you explain what's happening and if you need something, right? So let's just do a short role play of that. So Lindsay, you're sick in this one.
When it comes to improving your fluency, there is a gap. It's a gap between what you have learned in your textbook and where you need to be in order to start having vibrant conversations with native speakers. Our connection method bridges that gap. Plus, you get to take a 12,000-mile journey around the U.S. by video lesson. Get our special offer on our online course this week only at allearsenglish.com/plan and save up to 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Oh, man, I feel horrible.
Oh, I'm sorry, Lindsay.
Hey, I hate to do this, but I gotta leave now. I can't stop coughing. Could you send me what you work on today and I'll finish the rest from home?
Sure, Lindsay. Feel better. Don't worry about anything here.
Wow, that's a dream.
Yeah. Good acting, Lindsay. That was good stuff.
Oh, thank you. I'm getting better. I'm getting better.
All right. So that's with a colleague. So now it's a little bit different. Maybe, depending on where you work, talking to a boss. So we're imagining here that it's more of like a formal situation, but some work atmospheres may not require this kind of language. But let's see. Let's say that you have a more formal relationship with your boss.
Yeah, exactly. So you could start off by saying something like this. Hello, and then the boss's name, right? Mrs. Mm-hmm. Brown. I'm going to purposefully use Mrs. there.
Nice.
Hello, Mrs. Brown. I'm so sorry to ask this, but I think I have a fever and I feel pretty achy. I'm worried I have the flu and I want to go to the doctors. Would you mind if I left early today? I'm so sorry to do this. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, here, I'm so sorry to ask this, but, right? So it's a little bit more formal than I hate to do this.
Yeah.
Right? And you're saying, I'm so sorry to ask this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're saying, I'm so sorry twice in this. So we're being very, very apologetic, right? If we feel right. It's necessary. I mean, it's always, yeah, like we can debate this for sure, but it's certainly good to just understand the effect that might have on your colleagues and your company and just over apologize. I think that's a good thing.
Yeah. And also saying the phrase, would you mind if I left early? Right. So, yes. You know, you're really, again, not all work environments are like this. Right. It can be totally different, but we're imagining a certain work environment. So another thing you could say is, excuse me, Miss Shields, I'm done with the presentation draft and expect to finish tomorrow or the next day. However, I can tell that I'm losing my voice and I don't feel so well. I know it's hard on the team, but would it be too much trouble if I left early? I'll get as much done as possible before the end of the day on Thursday. Wow, that was a lot that I wrote lot. There. I feel like that was almost like writing an email.
No, but the key phrase here, right, is I know it's hard on the team, but would it be too much trouble if I left early, right? That's the key takeaway phrase, right, Michelle?
Right, definitely. That's the key one, right? So you're recognizing, I think the point is, recognizing that, you know, it's an inconvenience and saying that you know, especially on the team, right? You're showing that you're a team player with this phrase.
Exactly. I love this. So guys, don't worry about scratching down. I mean, you should have the transcripts, right? You can get the transcripts inside the app or you can get them by email. But it's a great idea to get them or try to scribble this down real quick or hit rewind or do whatever you have to do to get this phrase written in front of you. Yeah.
Right. I did use the word however. Thinking back on that, I don't know if I would say however. I might say but, right? So we can talk about that maybe in another episode.
Okay, so this next role play, Michelle, is this the more formal one at work? Or to the boss, talking to the boss? Okay, all right.
Yes, all right. So how's the report coming, Lindsay?
It's fine.
Okay, great.
Excuse me, so I'm almost done with the report and I expect to finish tomorrow or the next day. However, I can tell that I'm losing my voice and I don't feel so well. I know it's hard on the team, but would it be too much trouble if I left early? I will get as much done as possible before the end of the day on Thursday.
Oh, sure, Lindsay. Just be sure to get it done.
Okay, will do. Thanks.
Oh, of course. Feel better.
And okay. I feel like we could, you know, on another day, another episode, we could take this in another direction and talk about kind of sick time in the U.S. and that kind of thing, what people typically get in the corporate world. That would be interesting to compare that for our listeners to their countries.
Yeah, good. Yeah, that'd be really interesting. I'll jot that down. Okay, so I feel like that bonus phrase will do. We could do a whole episode on that as well.
Oh, I love that phrase, by the way.
Will do. Yeah. Okay, I'm writing that down and also it will be
okay, taking a lot of notes today.
Lots of things going on. Oh my gosh, I'm talking through everything. All right. So anyway, you know, you can kind of see the similarities and differences here. You know, you want to show you're a team player. You want to show that you're sorry that you have to leave. You want to explain yourself. But in one, you're a little bit more formal than the other one. Of course, naturally.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, we do have to adjust our language, of course, depending on the corporate culture, who we're talking to, all of these things. Guys, you're ready for this level of adjustment in your language.
Definitely, definitely. Oh my gosh, I love it. So let's hope nobody gets sick. But the takeaway, you know, is, of course, guys, these are long phrases. I don't expect you to memorize all of them and then remember to use them exactly when this specific situation happens. Yeah. But go along with the idea rather than memorizing the entire phrase. So think about, how formal should I be? How do I ask for attention? When do you say that you're sick? How do you acknowledge an inconvenience? Do you ask to leave early, or do you tell them that you're leaving early, right?
Yeah, I love that, Michelle. That's great. So it's all about understanding the context of the situation and then getting flexible with what you're going to say.
Right, right, right. Exactly. So you got to ask yourself these questions when you're in this situation, if you feel well enough. That said, we hope no one gets sick. Guys, stay healthy. Get plenty of sleep. Flu season is coming up.
Oh, Michelle, you gave me another episode idea. That said, that being said, is a really good episode idea we have to come back to another day. Oh my gosh, guys, just tune in. Keep tuning in to All Ears English, because we are getting massive ideas here.
Yeah, very all creative, right, Michelle, episode.
Very cool, very cool. Thanks for hanging out today, and I hope you don't get sick. Jeez.
You stay too.
Healthy. Stay healthy.
All right, you too. Bye, guys. You too.
All right, bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.